Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm here with Manon Besmuth. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I am good. Manon is in Israel, and she used to be here in New York, and she worked with us on Good News. And I remember one major thing we did was the Peace Day outreach. So Manon, and we went to a school up in PS 238. Tell us about, what are you doing now? What's going on with you?
So, right now, I'm currently in the army. I've decided to do a service, and, I'm in the army, I'm in the offices. I work in the diplomatic unit, and mostly I'm managing the budget of all the spendings for the diplomatic visits.
Wow. All right. That's pretty impressive. And so
it's very interesting.
A very organized woman, and she helped us a lot. What did you find when you were working with us that was helpful for you in your career, would you say?
I'd say it'd be helpful in the sense that it really helped me to like take my responsibilities, because you were the kind of boy the kind of boss that would just tell me, this is what you have to do today, just go by yourself. So sometimes it was tough, but it's like this I've learned, and I really liked my internship with you. Like this, I've been able to manage a whole project of assisting you. I was helping with the budget. I was helping with getting the sound permit. I was helping with finding rooms to for conferences, to find the right insurances, and all the parts that are needed to organize a project. And I really liked it. And I think it made me more mature and responsible in my work.
Oh, that's very nice. I'm happy that I'm so lazy and I was able to give somebody the work to do so I could go to sleep and rest more. No. You know, I think that a good manager, whether it's me or whatever, I learned actually when I was with CBS television early on in my career, and we went away. I was an executive with them. We went away to a conference for executives, and they brought in a very famous person. His name was Tom Peters. And we talked about, they have these kind of reviews, Harvard Business Review actually is what they're called. And we broke into different groups. I was a producer of a soap opera, famous soap opera. And there was all these kind of management people there. But I'm sort of like an unusual out of the box kind of guy, business leader in my own right. And what the assignment was to for the four groups to come up with who is, you know, the most effective leader. And the Harvard Business question was the guy who kind of, or could have been a girl guy, who kind of stays in his office, you know, kind of reads, maybe even puts his feet up on the desk and just kind of hangs out. And then every once in a while goes out, you know, like to the floor, and speaks to, you know, his person in charge of this area, his person in charge of that area, and then goes back and does whatever they do. As, you know, as opposed to like overseeing, being on top of people. And in the end, they said that the best kind of a leader is someone that allows everybody else to get involved, to work and to make things happen. So but that can only happen when you have good people working for you. And you were a good people working for us. And so you know, if you ask you to do something, then you're going to do it right. And if you're not sure about it, I saw with you, then you would ask a question, right? I mean, that's a good characteristic in you.
True. No, I asked a lot of questions. It's true that I was doing a lot of things by myself. But whenever I needed some help or you to give me an indication or redirect me in another direction, if it was not the better path to do it, you would always help.
So now you're in the army, you'll be in the army for a while, and then you want to come out and do what kind of work? Do you want to come back to America, or and what are you studying?
Yes,
or what
actually,
do you like?
So I really liked, so I did international relations in the army, because of the languages, because I speak French, English, Hebrew, and Spanish. So this is why they wanted me there. But my thing is, I like it. But my thing is more numbers. So I would like to work something more in the financial field now. And I think I really like to work again in New York, because I really like the way people work there. You see how you let me do everything. I like the fact that people, that's how I felt it, because I worked as an accountant in France, and I worked with you on managing a project. And one thing I realized is that American people care about results. And French people, by example, in France, you have to stay until 7 p.m. either if you arrive at 7 a.m. and you finish the work still 4. If you finish the work at 4, because it's just not a good thing to leave early. And and I feel like in America it doesn't work like that. Like, if you have to stay until 9 p.m. to finish what needs to be done, you'll stay until 9 p.m. But if there is not much to do that day, then you leave. Like, I feel that people care more about succeeding for their company, for their profit, than just caring about how will they look coming at this hour. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, so, they need to go home and have a little wine and cheese. There's nothing wrong with that, too.
I just feel like French workers are very a lot complaining. And I like the way it's a bit more tough in New York. At least that's how I felt it. That's how I experienced
that's
it.
That's a matter of, everybody, it depends who you work with in this world and what your group is. You know, I've been lucky, very much a lucky man, working for very secure people. And when you work for secure people in their positions, then their desire is... they're that comfortable that they want you to succeed and them to grow and them to actually flourish, to move up the ladder in corporate. You know, they move up to the next job. So, you know, it always depends on the group and the team that you work in. But a company setting has its ups and downs. You know, there are competition and there's,
of course,
so on and so forth. Well, that'd be nice. So let me ask you a question here. Last kind of a question. And I'm so happy because I really enjoyed you working with us. And maybe at that time when you're ready for your internship in the spring, we'll need more finance people. Because, see, show business is called show business. Entertainment business. And all businesses are businesses. So whether you're selling shoes or whether you're a stockbroker, there's a business aspect to it, or a dentist. You know, they have business people behind them. So, and show business has a lot of business people behind them. So it's not all the show and the glory and the makeup and the wardrobe and the talent and the singing and whatever it is. It's real business finance. And a good production company, our good entertainment broadcaster, has very serious finance. So if you like the industry of entertainment, if that was something that interested you, then you can look in that, because it's industry related, I think, finance. You know, that's a wise thought, because if you like cars, say you have a passion for cars, right? Okay. Then you try to get a finance job within the car industry. I mean, these are all industries. So that's my suggestion as far as your next move. And if it's entertainment and we're finally found our investor, you know, we'll bring it in. So it's all good. Nana, let me ask you the last question, since you were involved in the Peace Day project. What is peace for you?
What is peace for me?
Yes.
I think peace will be achieved when people will be able to respect each other, like any people would respect any other people. I think, like, the more time goes, and one of the woes of our society now, as you can see what's happening in France, is people not respecting other people's religion, other people's color of skin, And I think this is very sad. And whenever people will be able to accept other people the way they are, then that will be peace, I guess.
All right, that's a beautiful, beautiful statement. I'm just going to add one thing, just because I'm still like you're still like working with me in thought or in spirit.
Yes.
Our principle and our company and our broadcast and our mission is to understand, and not that you don't, but I like to reemphasize it.
Of course.
It's just a few that don't understand the appreciation of others. It's just a few. The mm-hmm. few are dangerous, I even say. And that's concerning because it makes peace, not peace. But the majority, that's I believe, you know, imagine peace. I believe the world's at peace. And I just think that there's a few who are either afraid or scared or survival are not nice. They could be not nice if they say, you know, your color of you or the religion of you. And they don't allow somebody, they're not compassionate, they're not understanding. But I like to keep going with that thought that it's just a few, little bit of people.
Yeah.
Because the big world, 8 billion, most are just accepting and appreciative to be alive to begin with and appreciative of others. So I like to always throw that to my two cents in.
Okay, let's be positive, you're right.
Yeah, there it is, because that's our show. It's all about positive news, positive thinking. And the more positive we think, the more people we get to emphasize the goodness. Of course, that hurts. The bad apple in the bushel, it's a problem. And so we got it in the Native Indians, they would hug. They figured to hug that person to say, how can we help you be more understanding of this other, your brother and sister? I put it to Homo sapiens, you know, we're brothers and sisters. So in any case, that's my two cents as whoever I am. All right, Manon, congratulations on all your success. You were a joy to have working with us, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
I hope so.
Okay. Shalom.
See you in New York.
Okay, au revoir. Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.